My name's Chip Council. I'm a farmer from the Eastern Shore of Maryland and currently serve as chairman of the U.S. Grains Council.
In that position, talk about how important trade is when it comes to grains.
Oh, absolutely. It's the most important thing we do. As you know, 95% of the world's population lives outside of our borders, and that's our market. If we're going to expand in agriculture and do well and thrive, we need access to those markets.
What is the presidential election going to have? What bearing is that going to have on trade?
Well, you know, it's too early to tell. Obviously, there's a lot of surprises there. But I am encouraged by the Ag Advisory Group that President-elect Trump put together back in August. Some of the best minds in the ag sector in that group. And I think we'll fare fairly well out of that. I think, you know, with trade is extremely important, market development's important. And I think at the end of the day, I'm a farmer. I'm the eternal optimist. We start out and we look for the best and we give things a chance. And I think we got a chance at this.
Tell me about some of the trade opportunities that are in the works. Where are the most encouraging places in the world?
Sure. Well, we're really excited about our ethanol export development program. We're looking at countries like China, where air quality is an issue, Mexico, India, the Philippines, those type things. And I think there's great potential there for us in ethanol exports.
Tell me about what kind of year this has been for you as a farmer.
Well, it's actually production-wise, every year's a little different. We had excellent corn yields. Again, I'm on the East Coast. Excellent corn yields. Our soybean yields were slightly above average, not quite as big as some in the Midwest. Quality looks excellent. We had some of the highest test weights we've ever had. So all in all, I think farmers will fare fairly well. You know, prices are probably a little lower than we'd like to see, but that builds demand long term, and I think overall it's a normal cycle and gives some of the livestock sector a chance to expand some of their operations and build those future markets for us.